Well, it's that time of year, or at least it's almost that time of year. Summer is almost here, and so it's time to compile a list of summer reading. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore professor and Baltimore Fishbowl columnist Marian Winnick has just the book to get the season started. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. A few weeks ago, when we talked about Jess Walter's hilarious novel, The Financial Lives of the Poets, I promised to come back to his 2012 masterpiece, Beautiful Ruins. Honestly, I can hardly even mention the name of this book without getting all verklempt. I love it so much. Walter's gorgeous, juicy, beautifully written novel moves from 1962 to the present, from a tiny Italian coastal town to the Hollywood backlot, narrating a love affair, meditating on fate and the power of story, serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of fiction's pleasures, suspense, glamour, wisdom, beauty, scathing satire, and pathos. Among the ensemble cast of Sweethearts and Rogues is a spot-on version of dipsomaniac womanizer Richard Burton, here given a secret love child and a hilarious drunken soliloquy delivered from a fishing boat. The novel opens in 1962 with a beautiful young actress named Dee Moray disembarking at a backward Italian fishing village. She's a refugee from a disastrous shoot of the film Cleopatra in Rome, where she was playing Elizabeth Taylor's lady-in-waiting. Watching her arrival from atop a cliff is Pasquale Tursi, the likable young proprietor of the town's only inn, a former whorehouse dubbed the Hotel Adequate View. Tursi has elaborate dreams of transforming his town, Porto Vergogna, which translates as Port of Shame, into a world-class resort. From this opening scene, Beautiful Ruins follows Dee, Pasquale, and a few other characters across the decades to Florence, Edinburgh, Seattle, and rural Idaho, tracing their ambitions, disappointments, and fleeting happiness en route. One of the great secondary characters is a guy named Alvis Bender, a, quote, failed writer but successful drunk and a regular at the Hotel Adequate View. A writer needs four things to achieve greatness, Alvis tells Pasquale. Desire, disappointment, and the sea. But that's only three, says Pasquale. Alvis finishes his wine and says, well, you have to do disappointment twice. Decades later, in contemporary Hollywood, we meet the aging producer Michael Dean, who got his start on Cleopatra, peddling Liz and Dick's romance to the press, now reduced to cranking out sleazy reality TV shows and struggling to preserve his youth. He's had so many cosmetic procedures that trying to picture what he looked like as a young man 50 years ago based on his appearance now is, quote, like standing on Wall Street trying to understand the topography of Manhattan Island before the Dutch arrived. How many books have you read that you loved all the way to the end and then were so disappointed by the ending? This is not that book. The end is a tour de force, not a contrived happy ending, but a magical wrap-up of every single plotline and character. If you have not read Beautiful Ruins, I suggest you take it with you to the pool or the beach or wherever you plan to get your summer on. On top of everything else, it has a very beautiful cover, which will cheer you up every time you look at it.
Well, you can find more information about Jess Walter's books, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.